Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Jackson, Michigan, and earned a BA and Master's of Industrial Engineering from Purdue University, and a Master of Management from Stanford. Following a 15-year career with General Motors, she held various leadership positions at DTE Energy for 5 years. In 2011, she joined Consumers Energy as its Vice President of Customer Energy, and on July 1st of this year, she became its CEO and President. Her name, Patty Poppe, and we're honored to have her as our guest. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Patty Poppe, the CEO and President of Consumers Energy. Patty, what an honor to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jack. It's a privilege.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Well, of course. I'm happy to. As you mentioned in the intro, I grew up in Jackson and had a great family structure. My mom was a principal at East Jackson Middle School. My dad worked at Consumers Energy. So I tell everyone my dad taught me how to be an engineer and my mother taught me how to lead. And so it's really a source of family joy that I'm back in town, back home in Jackson, and working for the company where my father retired.
And you were the youngest of seven daughters.
That's correct. And, my dad was pretty committed to getting an engineer out of the bunch, and so I was his last and final effort. He had not been successful yet. And so he managed to talk me into going into engineering, going to Purdue, following in a pretty strong tradition that Consumers Energy has had with Purdue. And so I was very influenced by my father to pursue science and engineering and to take that career path, and it has opened so many doors for me as a result. Great advice from my dad.
Can you talk a little bit about your dad's career at Consumers Energy, please?
You bet. He was a nuclear physicist, and so he was very committed to nuclear energy as a clean and viable source of energy for a growing nation. And in his day, there were many nuclear power plants being built across the nation. And so he came from Westinghouse to Consumers Energy in Jackson about midway through his career and started working on safety systems and project management for, at that time, Consumers Energy nuclear fleet. We no longer have any nuclear power plants. He actually was involved with decommissioning our Big Rock facility up in northern Michigan.
Purdue University has been a mecca for engineering for decades. Patty, why so many great women graduates in business leadership roles today from Purdue?
Well, Purdue has had and has a strong tradition of supporting women in engineering. They have one of the largest women in engineering programs. It's currently run by an amazing woman, Elizabeth Holloway. Actually, she was a classmate of mine when I was down at Purdue. But the Women in Engineering program is designed to attract and support women and young women in particular to pursue engineering and has great success. In fact, up to and including recruiting my own daughter to attend Purdue. She's down there studying industrial engineering. She just left back for school a couple weeks ago.
After you graduated, you then went to Stanford and got a Master of Management. I believe you were the president of your class. Growing up in Jackson, then East Lafayette, you moved to Palo Alto, California. What was that like?
That opened a whole wide world for me. In fact, my husband and I were just talking about that this weekend. I was married when I went out to Stanford and actually had had my twins. And when we lived in Palo Alto, right downtown, attending Stanford, the mecca of high tech, a small town girl from Napoleon, Michigan. Wow, it was quite an eye opener, and I didn't know what I didn't know until I went there and I met such extraordinary people with big ideas and big plans. And it was such a privilege to be there, even just for the time while I was in school. I learned some important lessons that I'll always take with me from my experience at Stanford.
In 1990, Patty, you joined General Motors. How was it you joined GM?
Well, there was a woman who was a chief engineer at General Motors who was also a Purdue alum. And so the Purdue connection played a major role in my joining the General Motors family. I told myself when I was in college, whatever happens, I don't want to work in a factory. Well, then one summer, while I was in college, the only summer job I could get as an engineering intern was at a factory. So I took it just for the experience and found out that I loved being in the environment where we actually made something, where there was something tangible at the end of the day. You knew whether you won or lost. And working with so many people really added a whole dimension to engineering, that it really became about engineering processes for people, not just about engineering equipment. And so Zara Rolfes, at the time, recruited me to come join the General Motors team, and that was a great career decision, and I had, you know, 15 wonderful years at that company.
Looking back, Patty, those 15 years at GM, how did they prepare you for the CEO president role at CMS today?
Well, I think in particular, my career path spanned the time horizon at General Motors when they had discovered the ability to both deliver a high-quality product as well as a low cost. And we went through a major transformation on quality at General Motors during those years. And it's many of those experiences implementing lean operating systems at General Motors that I'm able to bring now to my role today. That is precisely what the journey and the stage of the journey where we are at Consumers Energy.
You've known Mary Barra for 20-plus years, so long before we all have come to know that name. Tell us about Mary Barra.
Oh, my goodness. Mary has been very instrumental in my own career through the years and a great role model for me. I was coming up the ranks about 10 years behind her, and we all knew she was special. She had significant roles through the years, and she was a great people leader she was a role model for me as a young woman coming to the organization, that you could have a family, that you could be a leader, that you could be successful both professionally and personally. And I could not be happier for General Motors and for Mary, certainly with her ascension. She's both chairman and CEO there at General Motors. I think she's the perfect leader at this time for that company.
We're talking to Patty Poppe, who in 2005 left GM and joined DTE Energy. When we come back, we'll ask her about that move. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Jack Krasula. We're with Patty Poppe. In 2005, she joined DTE Energy. Patty, tell us about those 5 years, if you will.
Well, the transition to DTE was a real eye-opener for me professionally. I actually didn't know that much about the energy industry at that time. But my family and I had been moving around quite a bit. At General Motors, you know, it is a large global operator, and so we were being moved about every 18 months in pursuit of, you know, more impact and career advancement. And I bumped into a friend of mine who had formerly worked at at General Motors and had gone to DTE. And he encouraged me to meet the folks at DTE, and I realized that my skills and experiences at General Motors could very well have a big impact in this industry. And so I went to DTE, and ultimately, shortly after joining the company, was responsible for five of the generating plants, five of the 10 generating plants at DTE. And I really got to learn the utility business from, I'd say, a producer's mindset. I was at our power plants where we generally used either coal or natural gas, and I really got to meet the boots on the ground folks who made electricity, and what a great way to be introduced to the industry.
When you got there, they had a great leader, Tony Earley. What's the biggest thing you learned from Tony Earley?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I just saw Tony this weekend. He is a great leader. He is very inspiring. And one of the things that I have always admired about Tony is his ability to support the development of the people that worked for him. And I remember sitting down with him early in my tenure on the DTE team, and he encouraged me to make sure that I fully explored my career opportunities, make the contributions that really matter to the business, but not be afraid to be opportunistic to look for opportunities to have a bigger impact. And he's just a great developer of people, a wonderful person. And I think the Detroit metro community and Michigan broadly is lucky to count count Tony Early as a leader, both in our state, but certainly in the electric utility and gas utility industry. Tony Early is held up really as an icon and a great, great business leader.
And his wife, Sarah, is a terrific partner as well. So,
yes, she is.
In 2011, you leave DTE Energy and you come back home to Jackson as Vice President of Customer Energy for Consumers Energy. Why did you do it?
Well, it was a great opportunity and certainly an opportunity to come home almost out of a storybook. I just couldn't have imagined, and nor would I have dared to dream, that I could one day be at the team where my father had worked, to work with so many people that I grew up with in my hometown. It is and has been a dream come true to lead the hometown team. And it really is a privilege that I pinch myself regularly, that it's been great.
Tell us about Consumers Energy, Patty, please.
You know, Consumers Energy has a 130-year tradition in the state of Michigan. We were one of the early innovators in long-distance, high-voltage transmission of electricity. We were one of the early adopters for hydropower. We were one of the early adopters and innovators around natural gas usage and natural gas appliances. Our very own team invented and innovated major advancements in hot water heating with natural gas, which is why one of the reasons why in Michigan so many homes have hot water as a result of natural gas hot water heaters. We used to actually sell appliances to improve the adoption of electricity and natural gas. And in fact, Consumers Energy was really held up internationally as the company that electrified our rural communities across the state of Michigan. So we have a strong tradition in innovation and local service, the world-class expertise. And it is an interesting balance to strike, to have world-class execution and operations and engineering, but still have that hometown feel in every community where we live and work.
In March of 2015, Patty, you embarked on a tour where you drove to 45 company locations and you met weekly with crews, leadership, etc. Why did you do that? And what's the biggest thing you learned?
That was such a great experience for me. When I was made responsible, I was made Senior Vice President of our distribution operations, which includes all of our natural gas and electric distribution employees, operations, our meter reading, our gas field service and distribution and electric line workers, et cetera, all of our employees out in the field. I knew that to be their leader, and because I didn't grow up in the company, they needed to meet me and I needed to meet them. And so I went out on that tour. We called it the Let's Do It tour, and I went to all of our locations, and I was able to witness firsthand. I didn't just go to the centers and stay in some conference room. I went out in the field with our crews all day, each and every one of those days, and I got to see the impact that my coworkers have on their communities, on our customers. I was able to witness during some very difficult weather conditions how hard our crews worked to prepare and preserve and to respond to customer needs. And I really learned that my coworkers are committed to being excellent because our customers are not strangers to us. Our customers are our friends, our families, our neighbors, and that is not lost on all of us who work here at Consumers Energy. And so the opportunity for me to work alongside my crews during some pretty tough conditions. I will acknowledge my crews every single day are in very challenging, both dangerous and environmentally, you know, big weather conditions. When other people are taking shelter, our crews are going out to restore power. I have a huge amount of respect for the work that we do to serve the people of Michigan.
Earlier, you mentioned how blessed you were to learn from Mary Barra, from Tony Early. Another man that God sent you that was a phenomenal leader was John Russell, your predecessor. And he spent 34 years at Consumers Energy. He was the former CEO president from 2010 through 2016. Tell us about John Russell.
Oh, my goodness. John Russell fills up a room just when he walks in the door. He has a great personality. He has a tremendous love and affection for our business. I'm not sure he would use the word love. He's a tough guy, but he does, in his heart, love the business that we are in. And he gave me opportunities and challenged me and put me into positions that I didn't even think I was ready for. He had more faith in me than I did in myself. And universally, when people talk about John Russell, that's exactly what they say about him, that he believes in the business and in people more than even those people and the business believes in itself. So he helps us and taught me about breakthrough thinking and the ability to deliver extraordinary results more than you ever dreamed possible. And he's the kind of leader that universally people want to follow, and it was a privilege for me to be able to learn from John Russell in our time together.
Throughout your career, Patty Poppy, you've been thrown into a wide variety of challenging assignments, one after another. How have you gotten up to speed so quickly, time after time?
Well, I definitely love learning, and I love learning new things. And so I feel like I am often at my best when I'm just a little over my head and having to learn new things and stretch and grow. And it motivates me to reach out and learn. But there's no doubt one of the most important lessons that I have learned is to learn to rely on the people closest to the work. And the people who have the most experience are the ones that often have the best answers. And so my job as a leader is very rarely to tell people what to do, but rather get the people who know the most and are closest to the customer and closest to the work to bring those ideas to bear and for me to just say yes. And so I think I have had the privilege of working with some great people who have really taught me and allowed for me to learn and be a leader in an organization where maybe I don't have all of the expertise, but rather have the ability to get people to bring the expertise that is required.
Patty Poppy became CEO and President of Consumers Energy on July 1st of this year. When we come back, we'll ask her how she told her dad that she was getting that position. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula, and we're with Patty Poppy, who on July 1st, 2016, became CEO and President of Consumers Energy. Patty, your dad worked for Consumers Energy for decades. How did you tell him that his youngest daughter was going to become president CEO?
Well, it was definitely a banner moment. I will say this. I knew I couldn't tell him before it was public knowledge because he would be down at the local Frank ShopRite and be telling the meat counter that his daughter had been named CEO. So I knew I had to wait till it was official. But as soon as it was official, I went over. He comes every day. He lives two doors down from me. And my sister is the door between his and mine. And so we all meet over at my sister's house at 7:30 most evenings. And I came over for the regular 7:30 family meeting. And I announced to the family that the news was going to come out the next morning. And his response was a classic. He looked at me and he took a step back and just said, "Holy mackerel." And, you know, I don't know that he knew what else to say. It was a moment I'll never forget.
One proud puppy, that's for sure. Yeah. Patty, tell us about your 6.7 million customers.
You know, we are so privileged, and it's one of the things I love about this industry, that our customers, are not strangers. I serve my sister and my dad, electricity and natural gas. We serve all of our neighbors and our friends and our family a vital good. You know, natural gas and electricity are vital to the quality of life for the people of Michigan. It's a critical enabler to business success here in Michigan. And it's very inspiring to work for a company that has customers who are so near and dear to our hearts. And we don't take that lightly. And when we go out every day, just this last weekend, we had major storm activity over in Grand Rapids. We had a tornado touchdown just east of Grand Rapids. And while, again, other people were taking shelter, our crews safely were preparing to serve. We mobilized our command center close to where our customers are. We got out on the job and had everyone restored within some customers within 12 hours and many within 48. We just take that as a privilege to serve our friends, our families, and our neighbors. And to call 6.7 million of the 10 million people in Michigan our customers is something we do not take lightly.
If you want to learn more, www.consumers.energy.com. Patty, we all know the phrase natural gas. We can't see it. What is it?
Well, natural gas is a clean fuel that is abundant in supply. You know, a lot of people, I think, have started to understand that the technological changes in the production of natural gas, we don't actually produce natural gas at Consumers, but we do distribute it. We purchase it and distribute it. But the fact that it is so abundant now has been quite an energy revolution for the United States. We're the number one producer now of natural gas in the world, which was not always true. And in fact, we can now leverage the abundant, low-cost fuel, natural gas, both to heat our homes, like many of us do, use it for clean source of fuel for cooking and hot water heating, but also for powering electricity generating stations. So there was a day when we thought we were running out of natural gas in America, and so many natural gas-fueled power plants were shut down. And now we are actually reopening them, and we took a very underutilized plant here in Jackson, purchased it from a firm who had, I would say, developed it with just the intent of using it occasionally. We have turned it into, because of the abundance of natural gas and our great operations, we've been able to leverage that power plant to serve the people of Michigan on some of these incredibly hot days. Getting clean natural gas-fueled electricity has been an amazing complement to our power generating fleet.
A couple of weeks ago, you graciously let me come to corporate headquarters, and you sat down with me. You had just met with 100 new coworkers. What was your message to those young people?
Well, I congratulated my new coworkers that they had made a great decision coming to Consumers Energy. And in fact, it was a wide range of ages. We had many that were new college grads, for example, or new entry-level positions, but also many people that we hire with a great amount of experience, particularly line workers, gas distribution workers, many of them from the military. We've hired people of many years of experience, lots of ranges of experiences, to join our team so that we have a diverse and talented workforce. And my message to that team was, number one, they made a great call, and they were going to love it here, just like I do. And number two, that we're a company that makes a promise. And we make a promise to the people of Michigan that we will be there on the darkest night, that we will be there on the coldest day, and that they can count on us to deliver energy in such a way that we can be trusted to care for our environment more than is required, that we are the kind of company that cares about our customers and our coworkers in a way that goes beyond just maximizing profit, that our company really stands for something more, and that they were really going to like it here.
speaking of consumers' energy being able to be trusted, you have a 6-point guiding principles. And the first one is, we act with integrity. Talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, it is critical that a company like ours, that it's entrusted to deliver energy by the people of Michigan, that we act with the highest level of integrity, that we can be trusted to not make choices that are damaging to the environment or choices that are damaging to our communities, but rather to make the decisions that are of the highest ethical standards, even if it means that we have to trade off profitability for those standards. We will always err on the side of doing what's right for the people that we serve.
The second guiding principle, we earn our customers' business 24/7. And the third, Patty, we cross the finish line together. Please.
So certainly earning our customers' business 24/7 was demonstrated with our storm response over the weekend. You know, our customers don't expect 9-to-5 service. They expect electricity and natural gas when they want it. And so we work to make sure that we are there when they need us in the form that they request. And that happens by crossing the finish line together. And what we mean when we say cross the finish line together is that we don't have politics and one-upsmanship internally to our company. We know we're at our best when we're working together to deliver that energy that people have asked from us. And so I often joke, though, that we don't intend to cross that finish line last. We'd like to cross that finish line in first place together, exceeding our customers' expectations, having extraordinary results that make us a world-class operation, but that we're going to do that in a way that people's best ideas and we can collaborate together, that we can work together to make that happen.
That kind of goes with point number four, principle number four. We put points on the board.
Exactly. We intend to deliver real results. You know, there are sometimes people think of a utility as a monopoly or as a, you know, that we have a government, quasi-government kind of work ethic. And what I can tell you is that we have a very competitive spirit internally. We intend to deliver real results. We put those points on the board every single day. We actually do track a lot of those points, both at our customer level as well as at our executive level. And we definitely are about the real deal. And it's one of the reasons why our customer satisfaction is in the top utilities in the nation. It's one of the reasons why our investors and shareholders purchase our stock at a premium, because we have set ourselves apart as an excellent operator who really commits and delivers for our customers, and we take pride in being at the top of our game.
We're talking to Patty Poppe. When we come back, we'll ask her about thaw, THAW. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Patty Poppe, CEO, President of Consumers Energy, which consists of 7,500 co-workers. It's Michigan's largest energy company, providing natural electricity to 6.7 million people. Patty, thaw. What is thaw?
Thaw is an organization that I learned about after joining the industry. It's called the Heat and Warmth Fund, which stands for THAW. It's based out of Detroit. And they, like organizations like the Salvation Army and True North, are organizations who are committed to providing assistance to some of the most vulnerable citizens in the state of Michigan. And one of my early learnings in this industry is that because we serve all people in the state, and we have a range of economic standards of those families and individuals, that we have to have partners who can help us make sure that the most vulnerable of ours in the state of Michigan have access to our low-cost and reliable gas and electricity. And so as you can imagine, in a state like Michigan in the winter, access to natural gas is vital, as well as electricity that can, it depends on the home structure and what kind of fuel they use, but having both electricity and natural gas during particularly challenging winter months is something that takes a lot of people coming together to make sure that our most vulnerable are cared for. And so we partner with these organizations and community action agencies around the state, and we hold what we call Walk for Warmth. And we do these walks all over the state of Michigan, and my coworkers actually raise their own money from their communities and from their friends and family members and make their own personal contributions. They have bake sales and chili cook-offs, and we raise dollars to contribute to our most vulnerable citizens through organizations like Thaw and community action agencies across the state to keep those families warm. We never want to have a mother sitting at her kitchen table trying to decide if she's going to buy groceries for her children or pay for gas to heat her home. We want to make sure that she can do both of those things and that our families can be stable across the state. And so having great partners is an important way that we do that.
Consumers Energy is the largest energy company in Michigan, and as such, how is Consumers Energy helping with economic development in Michigan, Patty Puppy?
Well, this is a real source of pride for us. We know that our company's growth and success depends on the growth and success of Michigan. And so where we can partner with like organizations like The Right Place up in Grand Rapids, the Detroit Regional Chamber in Greater Metro Detroit, or the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, we can help locate new businesses to come to Michigan and help existing businesses grow in Michigan. And we are very excited about some of the economic development wins that we have helped to facilitate for the state. It is often the utility who is contacted first by a company when they're exploring a location or a relocation or an expansion in Michigan because they need access to energy infrastructure. So they'll often reach out to us, and we have learned that by partnering with organizations like the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and our company, we can work together to land those companies in Michigan. We have several big wins in the last year. One of note is the Switch data center that's coming to Grand Rapids. We worked very hard to make sure that they could come, they could locate their new data center in any state on the East Coast of the United States. And they were looking at all states, and they picked Michigan over every other state to locate a large facility, actually reuse an existing facility, the Glass Pyramid up in Grand Rapids, is an iconic building, to put in a huge data center that will create hundreds of construction jobs during their installation and future jobs, both at their data center and associated businesses. And we were so proud, and they have gone on the record to indicate that the reason why they came to Michigan was in part the access to affordable, reliable energy, and we've been able to work with them to, we are working with them to come up with a plan that 100% of their energy use will be offset with renewable, new renewable energy produced in Michigan. And so it hits on all cylinders for us, our commitment to our environment, our community, growing the state. We're getting pretty good at it, and we intend to do more of it. You'll hear more about companies like Switch and others in the months and years to come.
If you want to learn more, www.consumers.energy.com. Patty, talk to us about STEM, STEM, please.
Well, I'm a zealot and a huge advocate for kids getting exposure to and exploring careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. And just like my dad had a huge influence on me in choosing engineering, which opened many, many doors for me throughout my career, I want to provide the same exposure to others. You know, I had two daughters, and my husband's an engineer, and so they definitely got a hard sell, those two girls, all their years, but they're both studying engineering now, and they'll be different kinds of engineers. They're not the same person, and they're not going to be the same kind of engineer, and no two engineers are the same. But getting kids exposed to the idea that the career potential and opportunities, if you just continue to maintain access to science and mathematics through middle school and high school, is vital to creating career opportunities in the future.
A neighbor of yours, Jeff Daniels of Chelsea, a few years ago was on the show, and he talked for 5 minutes about taking risks in life. Tell us, if you will, about taking risks in life.
I think we all have a different risk profile, and I would put myself in the pretty conservative category. However, when I made a decision to leave General Motors, where I had a great career and it was a great company, and make a decision to come home and stay in Michigan permanently, at the time felt risky, but now as I look back, it was almost as if I was having an intervention from God, that he knew that I needed to be here, and I was proud to, now as I look back, have followed in that moment of choice what I think was the path that had been laid out for my family and I. And I think if you can stay true to your values and take risks that are in pursuit of family and long-term life decisions, you'll never regret having chosen to take a risk for your family. And so I think it's a good kind of bumper, if you will, on risk-taking.
Do you ever realize, Patty, or think about the impact you personally have on the people of Jackson, Michigan?
You know, I do take that as a real opportunity. Our company has been a big part of the community fabric here in Jackson for, again, over 100 years, 130 years. And I see my role as leading our company as a key role to be an ambassador for our community. But much like John Russell's way of thinking, I think I have more faith in Jackson than perhaps sometimes Jackson has in itself. And so we're working hard to reinvigorate the people of Jackson. I personally am committed to helping people realize what a great community we really are, and to fully develop our potential to be an amazing place to live and work.
Last question. What advice do you give to our young listeners this evening?
You know, my best advice for young people is discover what you love and do more of it. Pay very close attention to how you spend your discretionary time. And I'm not talking about laying on the couch eating candy. No, we all enjoy doing that with discretionary time. I suggest pay attention to your hobbies. And instead of pursuing work-life balance, imbalance your life around those things that you love the most. I love serving people. I love being a part of policy making and future planning. So a company like mine is a great place for me. I encourage young people to find their own path and imbalance their life towards the things they love the most.
Patty Poppe, what a beacon of hope. What a great servant leader, and what a great spokesperson for Consumers Energy in the whole state of Michigan. Please keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spahome.